请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Lena's first day of school.
Lena 的第一天上学。
Lena introduces herself to the new class, name, age, origin, and likes.
Lena 向新班级做自我介绍，名字、年龄、来源和爱好。
This is her new school.
这是她的新学校。
She is excited.
她很兴奋。
Her mother goes to the school with her.
她的妈妈和她一起去了学校。
They meet the teacher.
她们见到了老师。
The teacher is very kind.
老师很友好。
Lena has many new classmates.
Lena 有很多新同学。
They ask each other's names.
她们互相问名字。
In the afternoon, Lena draws a picture.
下午， Lena 画了一幅画。
She draws a cat.
她画了一只猫。
She colors the picture.
她给了画上颜色。
She likes to draw.
她喜欢画画。
Her friends like her picture too.
朋友们也很喜欢她的画。
After school, Lena and her mom go home.
放学后， Lena 和妈妈回家。
She happily remembers her day.
她很开心地回忆这一天。
She tells her mom.
她告诉妈妈。
She likes the teacher.
她喜欢老师。
She has new friends.
她有了新朋友。
It is a good day.
这是美好的一天。
Paul meets different dogs in the park and learns their names and traits.
保罗在公园遇到了不同的狗，了解了它们的名字和特征。
Paul went to a big park.
保罗去了一个大公园。
There, he saw many dogs.
在那里，他看到了许多狗。
The first dog was Momo.
第一只是毛毛。
Momo is a big dog.
毛毛是一只大狗。
Then, he met Xiao Bai.
然后，他看到了小白。
Xiao Bai is very friendly.
小白非常友好。
Next, he saw Lele.
接下来，他看到了乐乐。
Lele is a small dog.
乐乐是一只小狗。
Paul played with the dogs for a while.
保罗与狗玩了一会儿。
He threw balls for them.
他给他们扔了球。
The dogs ran around.
狗跑来跑去。
They were very happy.
他们很高兴。
Paul also laughed.
保罗也笑了。
The sun began to set.
太阳落山了。
Paul said goodbye.
保罗说了再见。
The dogs waved to him.
狗们也向他招手。
On the way home, Paul thought about his new friends.
回家的路上，保罗想起了他的朋友们。
A summer festival with the family.
与家人度过的夏日庆典。
A family story about the summer festival where all family members and friends come together.
一个关于家庭在夏日庆典聚会的家庭故事。
This summer, John's family decided to have a summer festival.
这个夏天，约翰一家决定举办一个夏日庆典。
They invited all their relatives and friends.
他们邀请了所有的亲戚和朋友。
It is a tradition they do every year.
这是他们每年都会做的传统。
Everyone brought food and drinks.
每个人都带了吃的和喝的。
The children played happily in the garden.
孩子们在花园里玩得很开心。
The adults sat together and talked.
大人们坐在一起说话。
Everyone enjoyed the weather and company.
每个人都享受着天气和公司。
At dinner, they sat around the table.
晚餐时，他们围坐在桌子旁。
The table was full of delicious food.
桌子上摆满了美味的食物。
After dinner, they had music and dancing.
晚饭后，他们有音乐和舞蹈。
Everyone joined in the dancing and laughter.
每个人都加入了舞蹈和欢笑。
Under the starry sky, children played hide and seek.
秋千星空下，孩子们玩捉迷藏。
At night, they lit a bonfire.
夜晚，他们点燃篝火。
By the bonfire, they sang songs and told stories.
在篝火旁，他们唱歌和讲故事。
That night, everyone felt happy and fulfilled.
那天晚上，每个人都觉得快乐和满足。
The summer festival ended with warm memories.
夏日庆典在温暖的回忆中结束。
The mysterious world of colors of Lena.
雷娜的神秘色彩世界。
Lena discovers the meanings and emotions behind different colors and shapes in her art class.
雷娜在她的艺术课中发现了不同颜色和形状背后的意义和情感。
Her first lesson is red.
她的第一课是红色。
The teacher explains that red often means passion and energy.
老师解释说红色通常意味着激情和能量。
Lena paints an abstract painting with red.
雷娜用红色描绘了一幅抽象画。
She feels full of energy.
她感到充满活力。
The next day, she studies yellow.
第二天，她学习黄色。
Yellow represents happiness and warmth.
黄色代表幸福和温暖。
Lena creates a sunny field using yellow.
雷娜用黄色创作了一幅阳光明媚的田野。
The sunshine makes her feel happy.
阳光让她感到快乐。
The third lesson is blue.
第三堂课是蓝色。
Blue is considered a symbol of peace and relaxation.
蓝色被认为是和平与放松的象征。
Lena paints a calm ocean using blue.
雷娜用蓝色画了一片平静的海洋。
She feels very relaxed.
她感到非常放松。
On the fourth day, she encounters green.
第四天，她接触到绿色。
Green signifies growth and new life.
绿色代表成长和新生。
Lena paints a lush forest.
雷娜画了一片郁郁葱葱的森林。
She feels refreshed and fulfilled.
她感到充实和新鲜。
The final lesson is purple.
最后一课是紫色。
Purple symbolizes mystery and spirituality.
紫色象征着神秘和灵性。
Lena chooses to paint an imaginative night sky.
雷娜选择画一幅富有幻想的星空。
After finishing, she feels connected to the world.
完成后，她感到与世界连接。
The art of intercultural dialogue.
跨文化对话的艺术。
A profound dialogue about cultural differences and how to respectfully overcome them in communication.
关于文化差异和如何在交流中尊重地克服这些差异的深入对话。
Culture is an expression of our identities and worldviews.
文化是我们个性和世界观的表达。
Traditions, languages, and customs vary around the world.
世界各地的传统、语言和习俗多种多样。
The resulting differences can both inspire and challenge us.
由此产生的差异可以同时启发我们和考验我们。
Only through mutual understanding can we achieve genuine communication.
只有通过相互了解，我们才能实现真正的沟通。
Listening is the first step towards understanding.
倾听是通向理解的第一步。
We must learn to listen to others' perspectives with openness and empathy.
我们必须学会以开放和同情的态度倾听他人的观点。
In this way, we can better bridge cultural gaps.
通过这种方式，我们可以更好地桥接文化鸿沟。
However, it is not just words but also non-verbal communication.
然而，这不仅仅是言语，还包括非语言交流。
Body language, facial expressions, and gestures convey information.
肢体语言、面部表情和手势传达信息。
Understanding them can reveal hidden emotions and intentions.
理解他们可以揭示隐藏的情感和意图。
In a dialogue, sometimes silence itself is a powerful statement.
在对话中，有时沉默本身就是一种强大的陈述。
It gives the listener time to reflect and respond.
他给听者时间去反思和回应。
Respecting this silence is a sign of respect towards others.
尊重这种沉默是尊重他人的一个标志。
Reaching consensus does not mean always agreeing.
达到共识不意味着总是达成一致。
Instead, it emphasizes respecting and considering diverse viewpoints.
相反，他强调尊重和考虑多样化的观点。
Dialogue is an opportunity for continuous learning and growth.
对话是持续学习和成长的机会。
Through open and honest dialogue, we become more aware of each other's cultures.
通过开诚布公的对话，我们更加了解彼此的文化。
Overcoming cultural barriers takes time and patience.
跨越文化障碍需要时间和耐心。
But the reward is a global society of harmony and respect.
但回报是和谐和尊重的全球社会。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。